just wanted Joe to record the In My Heart. So, and I even had a vision of how he should look on that jacket. We think that the whole thing that is going on with the priest is they need to realize more the deep love of Jesus and be taken to the heart of Jesus. So this song could be a great vehicle to anybody to lead them more into their heart. And so Emily's going to play this.
A love I never felt before, and in my heart is a love I never found before. I looked and searched and walked the whole wide world, and in your heart I found my life, my refuge, because in your heart I always found just what I needed, and in your heart I always found just what I wanted, and you, my God, my only love, are in my heart to stay, because you, my God, my only love, are in my heart to stay, my love, you're my only one, I love you. The place where I am safe, and in your heart I find a peace that's never wrong, and in your heart there's love and sweetness all around. Oh my God, I love you with the deepest love, and oh my God, I need you in the deepest way. The world is cold and the streets are empty. I find in you the hope to keep on living, the reason for my being, always search for, and the man now in my heart. There's no searching for you I've found, and in my heart there's nothing for me to look around at. In my heart I'm home, and I am with you in my heart. In my heart, there's love that I could never find, and in my heart there's peace that I could never find, and in my heart is something that I never felt before, and I adore. Oh God, my God, I love you. Oh God, my God, I love you. The peace I have, the warmth of your heart is more than I can bear. Because in my heart is love and peace, and nothing's missing. In my heart, I love you in the deepest way, and in my heart is Jesus, the one I search for my whole life. Yes, in my heart, oh, in my heart's the peace I've longed for. In my heart, yes, in my heart's the love I've longed for. In my heart is peace, is joy, is all the things I've longed for all before.
August 9th, 1994, cradled to sleep by my heart. Trust me, my child, as a child who crawls into the mother's arms. The child is not afraid of being hurt. The baby is picked up and then ceases to cry. B is the baby who is held and caressed by a loving parent. The baby is totally at peace. They know the touch of the parent. They totally surrender into their arms. There is no stiffening in their body. It becomes a total release of self into the arms of the loving mother. Release, child, totally yielding into my arms. I will tuck you forever in my most sacred heart. My heart is warm. My heart has the tender, constant beat of my love. This is your soothing balm, to be cradled to sleep by the sound of my beating heart. You rest in me in total peace, total surrender, total letting go. Be as the baby at the breast. I am the good shepherd. I know mine and they follow me. I caress you so closely in my heart. My mother places you so gently in the very recesses of my heart. Be at peace, my child. This is peace, total surrender to God. You constantly hear a soft beating of my heart. It is constantly lulling you to sleep. It never stops. It is plugged into a source of undying love. It never runs out. I am the Almighty God with a heart on fire for love of you, my precious one. Total surrender, total yielding, total trust in the God who died for you, who gave his very life for love of you. I am the Good Shepherd. I fondle you in my heart. Total trust to me. Be at such peace. I am he who ardently loves you every minute of the day. Come to me, my babies. I call you to my loving heart. You need to have this total submission, a total release of anything that holds you back. Total trust in me as a loving shepherd. Oh, sweet one, surrender your all. Satan constantly wants you to hold back. Release yourselves into the recesses of my heart. Be lost in the fold of my love and be lulled to sleep by the beats of my heart. I love you so much, my sweet one. Never hold back anything from me. You play the In My Heart again. Listen to the words of Jesus. Think about the undying love that God gave himself to his death on the cross for you and for me. Let us sing this love song to our divine lover.
My heart is a love I never felt before, and in my heart is a love I never found before. I looked and searched and walked the whole wide world, and in your heart I found my life, my refuge. Because in your heart I always found just what I needed, and in your heart I always found just what I wanted. And you, my God, my only love, are in my heart to stay. Because you, my God, my only love, are in my heart to stay. My love, you're my only one. I love you. Place where I am safe, and in your heart I find a peace that's never wrong, and in your heart there's love and sweetness all around. Oh my God, I love you with the deepest love, and oh my God, I need you in the deepest way. The world is cold and the streets are empty. I find in you the hope to keep on living, the reason for my being, always search for, and the man now in my heart. There's no searching for you I've found, and in my heart there's nothing for me to look around at. In my heart I'm home, and I am with you in my heart. God, my God, I love you. Oh God, my God, I love you. The peace I have, the warmth of your heart is more than I can bear. Because in my heart is love and peace and nothing's missing. In my heart, I love you in the deepest way. And in my heart is Jesus, the one I search for my whole life. Yes, in my heart, oh, in my heart's the peace I've longed for. In my heart, yes, in my heart's the love I've longed for. In my heart is peace, is joy, is all the things I've longed for all before.
August 9th, 1994, you will have peace in my heart. Come unto me, O you who are heavily burdened, and place your yoke upon my shoulder, and I will give you rest. I give you rest in my heart. I give you peace in your soul. The world will never give you this peace. It only comes from union with me. Your soul is at unrest until it rests in me. Come, children, come and let me caress your little bodies and hold you in my precious heart. I am the good shepherd. I love you with such an abiding love. Yet you wander to other lands and seek other pastures and have such wanting in your souls. I fill you with the waters of salvation. I reach into your soul and you are cleansed by my hand. You are made pure and white and you are left in a state of peace and grace. I am He who saves you, who loves you, who ministers to your every need, and you go off the path and try to find another way. Come to me, little babies, and let me caress you in my heart. Let me warm you by the fire of my love. Open yourselves up to me. Pray to the Spirit to be open to all that God wants to give you. Oh, little ones, I watch you when you wander other roads. I want to give you such gifts. I want to be so close to you. You long for this union with God. You look and look in this world for a closeness that can only be filled by my undying love. Little one, it is so simple. Like the hand in the perfect glove, your hearts fit just right when it is tucked in mine. You wander down the roads that lead you to coldness, when my heart is forever warm and waiting to comfort you. Search and seek no more. Open yourselves up to the love of God. I am he whose bootstraps you are unworthy to tie, but it waits for you with a burning heart. Only in me, my little ones, do your souls find rest. Only in me are you satisfied. Only in me will you have peace. Come and dwell in my heart. I am in love with you. I just want so much more of him. To know and love him is not enough. I love him so much, I want more of him. I long so intently for this deep love and deeper union with him.
In my heart, there's nothing for me to look around at. In my heart, I'm home, and I am with you in my heart. In my heart, there's love that I could never find, and in my heart, there's peace that I could never find, and in my heart is something that I've never felt before, and I adore. Oh God, my God, I love you. Oh God, my God, I love you. The peace I have, the warmth of your heart, is more than I can bear. Because in my heart is love and peace, and nothing's missing. In my heart, I love you in the deepest way, and in my heart is Jesus, the one I searched for my whole life. Yes, in my heart, oh, in my heart's the peace I've longed for. In my heart, yes, in my heart's the love I've longed for. In my heart is peace, is joy, is all the things I've longed for all before. Oh, in my heart is peace and love, and in my heart is joy, for you are in my heart. Nothing can lead me from you. Oh Jesus, my Jesus, I love you.
August the 20th, 1994. My sufferings were for you, child. Mary speaks. I cannot express in words how I suffered. I have given you some experience in my suffering. My suffering was so deep, only by God's grace could a human person experience such suffering. There were not wounds, there was no blood. There was, my child, only the experiences of my heart. My heart was pierced so deeply with a sword, such deep pain, a sword piercing would not describe the pain I had. Do you wonder how deep did the sword pierce my heart? The depth was incomprehensible. My life was lived in such connectedness with my son, in such intimacy with him. I watched my beloved son, to whom I was so closely united for 33 years, suffer so dishonorably. My sufferings were for you, child. I love you as no earthly mother ever loved a child. I am your most loving mother. If I underwent such suffering for you, do you think I would not be protecting and loving you now? I have not gone. I am with you. If I could only tell you what I saw, my son suffering for love of you. If I could let you see through my eyes what he suffered for love of you. If you meditate on his passion in the rosary and the stations, you see his immense love. I will help you to see his love more and more through my eyes. I appear to tell all of this suffering. This is the key to understand how much you are loved. Think of what I saw. Look through my eyes. Hold his lifeless body under the cross. Meditate on the seven sorrows that I hold deep in my heart. It is there you will know his immense love. Look at my son through a mother's eyes. Look at him as he dragged the heavy cross on his way to the crucifixion. Stand by and watch them pull his hair and drag him away and beat his precious bare body. Stand with me, little ones, as I walked with him and looked through my eyes. You will realize more his great love for you. Go to him. Love him. He is in the Eucharist this day. He longs for your individual love. He is your lover on fire for love of you. I love you so much. I am Mary, your mother. Emotions. I experienced great graces and insights into Jesus and Mary's sufferings. The veil was lifted and I felt so deeply the presence of God. It is his presence that saturated my being, a connectedness to him and this deep intimacy with him alone. This world seems non-existent and I am wrapped into the experience. Time seems to stand still and I behold the presence of God deep, deep in my being. On Christmas Day after Mass, 1993, I had such immense pain I could hardly stand it. Pains in the heart, not physical pain, an understanding of agony in my heart. On January 6, 1994, I was elevated to such a high level, saturated in his love. Then after communion, such agony in my heart. Agony, inexpressible in words.
Behind the image of her face,
to bring us to His sacred heart, where He pours out His grace. Our Lady of clear water is shining like the sun. She comes to us in rainbow to lead us to her Son. So come right in and be filled up. He's waiting there for all, to give His love for all the world. Please answer now her call. Our Lady of clear water is shining like the sun. She comes to us in rainbow to lead us to her Son. Our Lady came at Fatima and asked we consecrate, to give our hearts to their two hearts before it is too late. Our Lady of clear water is shining like the sun. She comes to us in rainbow to lead us to her Son. To lead us to her Son. She leads us to her Son. She leads us, she's Our Lady. Our Lady of clear water is shining like the sun. She comes to us in rainbow to lead us to her Son. To lead us to her Son. She leads us to her Son. She leads us, she's Our Lady.
August 20th, 1994. I feel Jesus and Mary's emotions. They let me feel their emotions, the tears that come from my eyes, and I feel this intense pain in my heart. It is a deep-seated, deeper than I can express. It is so deep I cannot get to the bottom of it. But it is a silent, accepting cry, a wanting to scream from the very depth of my soul. But a silent surrender of the will of God and acceptance of this suffering for the greater good, knowing this is from God. Mary speaks, August 22nd, 1994. The young life of Jesus grew in my womb. I felt Him as He grew and knew He was God. I felt Him inside of me. I felt Him move in my body. I knew His life as it grew within me. I loved Him so before His birth, from His presence within me. He, child, is alive in your heart. He is present in His divinity. You are His temple. He loves you so much, He chose to live in you. Do you carry this life with such awareness? His presence is forever in your heart. You, who are you that the Son of God enters your heart after communion? that he who was no less present than the day I carried him in my womb enters you in the Holy Eucharist and dwells within your body. Do you realize what honor is bestowed on you to receive the Son of God inside of you? He is alive. He dwells within you constantly in his divinity. He is within your heart when you are in the state of grace. Child, he is no less present to you after communion than when he was inside of me. He comes to you in his divinity and humanity under the appearance of bread and wine. Oh, divine creation of the Father, open your eyes and look at the honor bestowed on you this very day. Today he comes to you with such love in the Eucharist. Shout it from the rooftop. Jesus is Lord, and he has died, and he is risen. He is alive this day, and he comes to you and dwells in your heart in the Eucharist, in his body, blood, soul, and divinity.
Are in my heart to stay, because you, my God, my only love, are in my heart to stay, my love, you're my only one, I love you all, because in your heart I find the place where I am safe, and in your heart I find a peace that's never wrong, and in your heart there's love and sweetness all around. Oh my God, I love you with the deepest love, and oh my God, I need you in the deepest way. The world is cold, and the streets are empty. I find in you the hope to keep on living, the reason for my being, the love I've always searched for, and the man. Now in my heart there's no searching for you I found, and in my heart there's nothing for me to look around at. In my heart I'm home, and I am with you in my heart. In my heart there's love that I could never find, and in my heart there's peace that I could never find, and in my heart is something that I've never felt before, and I adore. Oh God, my God, I love you. Oh God, my God, I love you. The peace I have, the warmth of your heart, is more than I can bear. Because in my heart is love and peace, and nothing's missing. In my heart I love you in the deepest way, and in my heart is Jesus, the one I searched for my whole life. Yes, in my heart, oh, in my heart's the peace I've longed for in my heart. Yes, in my heart's the love I've longed for in my heart. Is peace, is joy, is all the things I've longed for all before.
Book 4, August 1994. There was a deep bond between Jesus and Mary. The bond between a mother and a son or daughter is so strong because a child grows within the mother's womb. Mary speaks and she says, "I felt his life grow within my very body. This connection between myself and my son began from the first moment of conception. For 9 months I carried the Son of God growing within me. What joy, what honor to carry the child Jesus within my womb. The Spirit filled my being constantly. Carry his life within your being. Jesus wants to be alive in your very heart. The Spirit wants to be a force alive in your heart. The Spirit wants to possess your very being and make you alive with the fire of God's love. The Father is present in your heart. Your Father loved you and molded you in your mother's womb. He cares for you as no father ever cared for his child. You are his loving creation. You are truly a child of God and my tenderly loved child. I mother you as I mothered my son, Jesus. Oh, little child of mine, turn to me as your most loving mother. Do not try to go it alone. For the love I have for Jesus, I will lead you to his precious heart. Come to me and let me lead you to such close union with my son. The Father is my Father, the Spirit my spouse. Come and let me lead you to the unlimited love of God. He truly guards you every minute of the day. His love is constant. Jesus forever is a burning furnace on fire for love of you. Come to his heart. Through my immaculate heart, it is truly the love of our two hearts that will lead you to such union with God. I am the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I am your loving mother. I am here with you this moment. Take my hand and let me lead you to such union with God. I am your mother, and I thank you for responding to my call."
Our Lady of clear water is shining like the sun. She comes to us in rainbow gown to lead us to her son. Our Lady came at Fatima and asked we consecrate to to give our hearts to their two hearts before it is too late. Our Lady of clear water is shining like the sun. She comes to us in rainbow gown to lead us to her son, to lead us to her son. She leads us to her son. She leads us, she.
This is a year later, July 1995. Mary speaks in a rosary as she appears to me. She says, "Go to the children now, my dear, dear ones. I am Mary, your mother. I am asking you to go out to the children. Many children will lose their souls and be condemned to the fires of hell. It is through your efforts to spread this movement, the Junior Shepherds of Christ, that these children will be saved from their own doom. Little children's prayers are so powerful. I am Mary, your mother. I am asking you to man the forces and have my little army of children ready and marching on this world with their pure little hearts and talking about the love of God. Children love to sing, and they will love to play when they know about the lives of my son Jesus and myself. When you teach them about the Mass and the great gifts they are given, give to children the first blue book and let them hear the personal love letters my son is delivering to them. Think of the little children coming to Mass and longing to receive my son Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. Think of them coming with their little hearts and telling Jesus of their love. I am Mary, their mother, and I want to rock them and hold them tenderly close to my heart, to rock them and cuddle them in my heart. I love each precious little young child. Will you tell them for me? I am Mary, and I am calling to you to reach out to the children. Children are being taught at such an early age about sex, but they are not being taught about the love of God. I am Mary, your mother. You must have courage to stand up and talk about the love of God. Think of how the children are being taught this day about all the vile things. People have the courage to stand up and spread such filth. But so few speak to the children about the burning love of my son Jesus. How my son Jesus loves the little children. I want this rosary to circulate among the children. I want you to encourage children to pray the rosary with these meditations. I want to tell the children how I love them with the tenderest motherly love and how I am protecting them and guarding them and watching them. I am spreading my motherly mantle over them. I am Mary, the mother of Jesus and the mother of all the children of this world. Think of how a mother loves her children. I love my children with the tenderest motherly love. Will you help me lead these tender young hearts to the heart of my beloved son on fire for love of them? Many souls will be condemned to hell for their sinfulness and their willfulness. I am asking you to go out and talk to the children about the love of my son. These rosary meditations and the blue book should be circulated among the children. I am asking you to carry the blue book to the children and have them read it so they know how much Jesus, my son, loves them. The soul was created by God the Father to know and love God. Nothing on the face of the earth will feed the starved soul except the love of God. Make it clear to the children that their souls was created for the love of God. Their souls are hungry. They need to feed their souls with the love of God. The ways of this world are very evil ways. The little children are being taught young such evilness. I am your mother. I am calling out to you to carry out this mission, for the children need to know the love of my son. You will be given great grace to reach the children. You must know that Satan will press very hard to try to stop my efforts that you may make in trying to reach the children. I am Mary, your mother, and I am protecting you with my motherly mantle. If you instruct the children as I have instructed you on the lives of Jesus and Mary, they will love to pray the rosary. Children every day need to consecrate their hearts to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I am so sorrowful for the little lost children of this world, for the slaughter of the little innocent babies within the womb of their mothers, for the slaughter of the minds of the children in many classrooms. I am Mary, your mother. Speak out, pray for the courage from the Holy Spirit to speak out for the love of God. If this world can talk about so many vile things, it shows movies in the movie theaters where Satan is coming out of the screens, my dear ones. You can surely talk about the tender, burning heart of my son Jesus. Many young hearts will be converted, and in that conversion, the power of their prayers will be magnified far beyond your comprehension. I am Mary, your mother. This is a rosary given from the hearts of Jesus and Mary on July the 15th, 1995. This is a call to reach the children in the Junior Shepherds of Christ movement, to bring them to my Immaculate Heart that they may be consecrated to my heart and consecrated in the heart of my son. Tell the children to pray to my son and the Holy Spirit for the courage to go into this world, for they are fighting a battle every day in this world, and my son will reward them for the abundant grace and great gifts of his tender love. I am Mary, your mother. I have called out to you. Hearken to my call and tell all involved of my request here. I love you, my sweet little children. I love the little children of the world. Let the little children come to my son Jesus and let them forever rest in his burning heart of love.
Little child, come and rest in my arms. Be with me, little child. I want you with me. You are hurting my loved one. I'm waiting for you. Come into my heart now. I love you. I am Jesus, little child. I have always loved you from the day you were born. I've been here with you. Do not forsake me. I want you. Child, little child, I love you so. Let go. the things that are near you come into my light. Your heart knows longing. I am what you crave. Let go to my presence. I never go.
I am Jesus, little child. I have always loved you. From the day you were born, I've been here with you. Do not forsake me. I want you to know, little child, I love you so.
Mary appeared every day for 14 months, and she appeared on the fifth for 2.5 years. In the summer of August 1996, after all the apparitions, she gave this message. And she said she wanted this message with her apparitions in Clearwater, Florida. August 27th, 1996. I stood beneath the cross of my son, and my heart was in such pain, for I saw him before my eyes. I saw him covered with blood. I saw him die. My heart, my children, my heart, to watch my son. But my heart, how I suffered for my little children of the world that give in to the world and give up the love of my son. Oh, my little children of light, I give you this message. Carry this light into the darkness for your mother Mary. For I stood beneath a cross and I cried. I cried for the little ones. I cried for the young ones, the ones that do not care and will lose their souls. How do I make you see? For you will not listen to me. What can I do? I come, I appear, I beg, I plead, I give you these gifts from my son, and you reject me. I do not deliver messages very often anymore, for I have been ignored. The message is the same. You do not read the messages I have given to you. Please help me. Help the little children. I appear, and I am ignored. I stood beneath the cross, and I cried, and my heart was in such anguish for my little children. For I am searching for them this day as I searched for the child Jesus. Please help me. I cannot hold back the hand of my son any longer. I am Mary, your mother. I ask you to help my children. You are my children of light.
Our Lady of Clearwater is shining like the sun. She comes to us in rainbow gown to lead us to her son. The Lady came within our midst on that December day to lead us to the Eucharist and kneel us down to pray. Our Lady of Clearwater is shining like the sun. She comes to us in rainbow gown to lead us to her son. She asked that he be placed behind the image of her face, to bring us to his sacred heart, where he pours out his grace. Our Lady of clear water is shining like the sun. She comes to us in rainbow gown to lead us to her Son. So come right in and be filled up. He's waiting there for all, to give his love for all the world. Please answer now her call. Our Lady of clear water is shining like the sun. She comes to us in rainbow gown to lead us to her Son. Our Lady came at Fatima and asked we consecrate, to give our hearts to their two hearts before it is too late. Our Lady of clear water is shining like the sun. She comes to us in rainbow gown to lead us to her Son. To lead us to her Son. She leads us to her Son. She leads us, she's Our Lady. Our Lady of clear water is shining like the sun. She comes to us in rainbow gown to lead us to her Son. To lead us to her Son. She leads us to her Son. She leads us, she Our Lady. In my heart, is peace and love, and in my heart is joy, for you are in my heart, and nothing can lead me from you. Oh, Jesus, my Jesus, I love you.
Today is August 11th, 2005. I have given many messages on August 11th, and so has my son in the years that you have heard from us. I appeared for 7.5 years on the building in Clearwater, and your father allowed me to appear there. My head was knocked off. The message is still the same. Well, you must learn from this, that the message of God does not change. But his hand is raised, and you must pray in faith and love as never before. I am Mary, your mother, and today I tell you that you have displeased your father with the way that I have been treated in Clearwater. The message I give to you is the same message of love. And my son Jesus longs for this taping to be circulated. Ignore the Father no longer, for it is the Father who sent me. And my son Jesus appears, and this is his movement. Oh, my children, August 11th, 11 years later.
At Benedictus.
listen to the call that I give to you. Make reparation to the hearts of Jesus and Mary, as your Father has told you. Reach the priest with a letter on the Eucharist and about me. Oh, my children, this is my son's movement. And the world is at such lack of peace, but they will not hear the words that my son has given to them. You must commit yourselves as never before to not give in to the tauntings of Satan and jealousy and pride and block the plan. For you become your own worst enemy when you do not help with the mission he has given to you. Let him hear the words from your heart and from your lips as you sing, "Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord." Hearken, my children. For the love of Jesus is the same as the day he died for you, and the same as in this song. Sing to him of your love.
Is a love I never felt before, and in my heart is a love I never found before. I looked and searched and walked the whole wide world, and in your heart I found my life, my refuge, because found just what I needed, and in your heart I always found just what I wanted, and you, my God, my only love, are in my heart to stay, because you, my God, my only love, are in my heart to stay, my love. You're my only one. I love you all, because in your heart I find the place where I am safe, and in your heart I find a peace that's never wrong, and in your heart there's love and sweetness all around. Oh my God, I love you with the deepest love, and oh my God, I need you in the deepest way. The world is cold, and the streets are empty. I find in you the hope to keep on living, the reason for my being, the love I've always searched for in the man. Now in my heart, there's no searching for you I've found, and in my heart, there's nothing for me to look around at. In my heart, I'm home, and I am with you in my heart. In my heart, there's love that I could never find, and in my heart, there's peace that I could never find, and in my heart is something that I'd never felt before. And I adore, oh God, my God, I love you. Oh God, my God, I love you. The peace I have, the warmth of your heart is more than I can bear. Because in my heart is love and peace, and nothing's missing. In my heart, I love you in the deepest way, and in my heart is Jesus, the one I searched for my whole life. Yes, in my heart, oh, in my heart's the peace I long for. In my heart, yes, in my heart's the love I long for. In my heart is peace, is joy, is all the things I've longed for all before. Oh, in my heart is peace and love, and in my heart is joy, for you are in my heart, and nothing can lead me from you. Oh, Jesus, my Jesus, I love you. Okay. Thank you.